I'm Dr. John Mott Smith, the first resident dentist in Hawaii.
This is Adam Lefebvre in Top Hat and Tails playing John Mott Smith here on Mott Smith's gravesite in Oahu Cemetery.
No, don't be alarmed. I understand people of this century don't care much for men of my trade. Seem to think we're in the pain business.
No, but the thing is, people must have had horrible dental health in those days.
Oh, terrible. Of course, the locals had their own native dental practices. They would rub wood ash or charcoal on and around their teeth and rinse their mouths for toothache. They would bite down on the root of the puakala, or the native Hawaiian poppy, for an extended period of time. And as I began to treat more patients, I became familiar with the practice of intentionally knocking out one's incisor teeth as an expression of grief over the loss of a chief or a loved one, which, of course, led to serious infection.
Oh, this is John Mott...
John Mott Smith and my beautiful wife, Ellen Dominus Patty. Together we raised 7 children.
John Mott Smith, 1823 to 1895. He was the kingdom's last ambassador to the U.S.
Oahu Cemetery is the oldest cemetery in Hawaii, and so there's very notable people buried here.
Marcia Timboy is assistant programs curator for the Hawaiian Mission Houses.
In the 1700s, 1800s, it was actually a place of social interaction to visit with your ancestors, and it's really a beautiful place, actually, especially this cemetery.
On a balmy summer evening, about 50 people are enjoying libations and a spread of hot and cold pupus on a gracious lanai here at the cemetery.
It's offbeat, and it's history about North Hawaii.
This gentleman came before with visitors and brought more. They'll soon peel off in groups and visit 5 notable figures from the past at their grave sites. The theme this time is for the sake of public health, so guests will learn about Hawaii's battles with smallpox, leprosy, tuberculosis, and how they affected life in the islands.
It works because it's so immediate.
Thomas Woods is executive director of the Hawaiian Mission Houses.
It's a place where there is a tremendous amount of emotional buildup. A lot of sentiment is connected with cemeteries. And when you're performing as a person who's buried under that stone, there's more of an emotional connection that the actor makes, I think, and also that the audience makes with that. It's sort of a sneak attack. They don't know they're learning about history, and yet they're learning a lot about history.
Theater has been a large part of bringing the Hawaiian Mission Houses back to life, so you can look forward to the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, a comedy which does purportedly feature everything he's written, in August at the Hawaiian Mission Houses. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.